Blog Talk Radio.
In order to be free, you have to know the truth. Pastor Lionel Gant seeks to use the truth of God's word to help stop the tide of violence and mass incarceration used to enslave people all across this nation. Now, the word of truth by Pastor Lionel Gant.
I am looking for freedom. Looking for freedom. And it's finally
glory to God, glory to God. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you begin to move by your power. We ask that you begin to move by your might. Father God, we're asking right now that you bless, keep, and secure your people all over this land. Father God, I'm asking right now that you begin to do a new thing in the hearts and minds of the people. As this broadcast go forth, let it go forth in power and understanding. Let it go forth in the nourishment of your people that they may see the truth and be moved by the truth of your word. Father God, we give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. In the name of Yahshua, your son, we thank you for all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let Yah be praised. This is Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live once again from Atlanta, Georgia. And yep, once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Hey, you know, a lot of things have happened. And people, we're gonna have to realize that we are definitely living in the last days. We're living in the times where people don't understand that the word of God is literally playing itself out right before our eyes. We are witnessing the word of God playing out itself right in front of our eyes. The prophecies of God are happening right before us. And as the scriptures are fulfilling themselves, people are beginning to open up their eyes. People are beginning to realize that, look, this thing is real. God is not playing. This is actually happening right before our eyes, and we are witnessing the word of God playing out right before us. Okay, now I lost my scripture. I have my scripture on, Lord have mercy, let me see. Gotta go back in the word, y'all. Gotta go back in the word. Let me see. What have I done here? I was going to be coming to you out of the 17th and 18th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, but I'm going to save that for another day, and we're going to deal with that at another time. We've studied that before, so we're going to go back over that again. Where God is prophesying to his people as to what he's got to do. We're coming out of the book of Joel, the third chapter, the 14th verse. And the word of God said, multitudes are in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon will grow dark, and the stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord also will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and the earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. The Heavenly Father, I ask that you add a blessing to the reading of your word for the nourishment and edification of the souls of men and women, that their hearts may be converted, that their lives may be changed. We thank you for your word. Church of a Living God, how powerful is this, where the word of God says that multitudes are in the valley of decision. Right now, you are in the valley of decision. It's important that you make a decision right now as to who you are and where you stand in the word of God. You are the children of the Most High God. You are the children of Israel. Black America, I'm speaking to you right now. You have been identified as the children of the Most High God. Why are you running around here, making a fool out of yourself, following the doctrines of men? Why are you running around out here playing church when you should be lining yourself up with the word of God and walking in the power of God? It's time out for playing church. It's time out for playing games. It's time for you to do the work of God. You're out here worshiping on the wrong days. You're out here having Christmas time and Easter time and all of these things that have been brought to you by the Catholic Church, by the Protestant Church, and these things are not of the Word of God. It's time for you to line yourself up with the Word of God and become the children of Israel, become the children of the nation of God that you were called to be, and to stop playing these church games. You know, many of you are going to be busting hair wide open from the pews that you're sitting on. While you're out here playing these church games, you're out here destroying the minds and hearts of people. They're following you. They're following you. They're believing that what you're doing is right, when you should get in the Word of God and show them the truth as to who they are. We are the children of Israel. We are the Hebrew Israelites. We are the chosen of God. And it's time that we line ourselves up with the commandments of God. It's time for us to line ourselves up with the commandments of God, with the judgments of God. It's time for us to stop playing church. It's time for us to line ourselves up with the Word of God. If Jesus Christ didn't do it, if the apostles didn't do it, then you ain't got no business doing it. Where did you get these doctrines from? Where did you get these rituals that you're doing today? Where did they come from? If you research them, you're going to find out that most of those rituals came from the Roman Catholic Church. Most of those rituals that you're following now came from the Protestant Church. They came from the church that was formed here in America. It has nothing to do with the Word of God. Matter of fact, 60% of the things that you're doing in the so-called church today, you can't find them in the Word of God. So I'm asking you to repent. I'm asking you to come back. I'm asking you to come out of your sins, come out of your ways, and to come back to the ways of God. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And yep, once again, I'm coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Joel, the 14th chapter, I'm sorry, Joel, the third chapter, the 14th verse, it says, multitude in the valley of decision. And that's where we are today. Multitudes of us are in the valley of decision. Then it says, for the day of the Lord is near. Y'all, We are living in end time Bible prophecies right now. We are not the church hasn't been raptured. We haven't entered into the last days, but we are approaching the last day times. We are living in those times where we are seeing the fulfillments of the word of God, of the prophecies of God right before our eyes. We're seeing the gathering of the nation of Israel. We're seeing the outpouring of wisdom. We're seeing the outpouring of knowledge. We're seeing the opening up of the eyes of the children of Israel today. God is gathering his people. We didn't know that we were the chosen of the Lord because we had forgotten who we were. We did, our identity was stripped from us. Our knowledge was taken from us. We didn't know that we were the chosen of God. But now the evidence has been proven. The DNA evidence has been proven. The scripture has been opened up to our understanding to the point where we know now that we are the chosen people of God. We didn't know that before because it was beaten out of us. Our language was taken from us. Our names were taken from us. We didn't know that we were the chosen of God. We didn't know that we were the chosen people of God. But now we know that we are the chosen of God. So right now I'm asking you to turn around, okay? I'm not talking against the body of Christ. I'm not talking against the church body because I am the church. I am a part of the church. I am, you know, a born again believer. So we are the body of Christ. All of us are the body of Christ. But what I'm telling you now is it's time for us to change your mindset, to change your direction, okay, to get into the word of God and to fulfill the prophecy of God that is at hand today. The word of God is constantly moving. The word of God is constantly changing. It's constantly growing. It's not sitting still, okay? We can't preach the way we preached 10 years ago. Is not applicable for us to be preaching that way today. It's time for us now to make the changes necessary to give our lives to Christ, to fulfill the promises of God that are at hand right now. And right now, it's time for us to gather ourselves together as the children of Israel. It's time for us to come together as the chosen people of God, okay? All right? It is determined now that we are the household of faith, that we are the children of the Most High. So it's time for us to gather Israel together. It's time for us to come together as one body in Christ. It's time for us to realize that we are the chosen of God. What am I saying to you? I'm saying to you that you are, that this whole Bible is written about you. It says multitudes upon multitudes are in the valley of decision. You have to make a decision if you're going to be a good Baptist or if you're going to be a good Holiness or if you're going to be a good Pentecost or if you're going to be a Hebrew Israelite or if you're going to be a child of the Most High God. It's time for you to realize who you are in Christ. And you are the descendants of Abraham, the descendants of Isaac, the descendants of Jacob. It's time for you to take your rightful place in the kingdom of God. Time for you to turn your life around. Time for you to stop playing church now. It's time for you to become the church. It's time for you to be the church. All right? All right. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, this is a live broadcast. And yes, we may have some callers that may call in to join us today. I'm hoping that they call in and join us today. But if not, to God be the glory. We're going to keep right on going. The word of God says in the book of Joel, the 3rd chapter, the 14th verse, it says, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near. in the valley of decision. Okay, the day we are in the end time. We're approaching the end times now. The time of God, the time of the judgment of God, the time of the wrath of God is very near. We know, according to our, let's go back into the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis. I told you all that I'm going to be inside the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis all year, okay? And we're going to be going back and forth to that scripture, every Sabbath day. We're going to go and spend some time in that 15th chapter of the book of Genesis. I still use my Bible, so I'm flipping through my Bible, y'all. I got my phone, I use my phone and all that like everybody else, but I don't know. But I still use my Bible. 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, the 13th verse. It says, "And then he said to Abram, and then God said to Abram, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. And also the nation whom they serve, I will judge. Afterwards, they shall come out with great possession." Now, in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, the 13th verse, God told Abraham to know for surely that his descendants in the future, they were going to be captive in a land that was not their own. And this is America. This is what we call Babylon today. That we, his descendants of Abraham, was going to be captive in this land, and that we were going to be captive here and oppressed here for 400 years. And that describes America to the T. And we are the only people that have been afflicted like that in the world. Not those people that are over there in the Holy Land now. They haven't been afflicted for 400 years in one land as we have. We have been afflicted since we know that the first slave ships came here. To this day, we have been here for this 400 years that we've been afflicted here in America. I ain't talking about what happened in Central America, what happened in South America, what happened anywhere else. I'm talking about what happened here in this land, okay? So we know that the word of God has fulfilled itself in our lifetime. And right now, we are the descendants of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. This scripture lets us know right now who God is talking about. We are the ones that have been afflicted for 400 years of slavery. We are the ones that have been in a strange land, a land that is not our own, for these 400 years. And we are the ones that we see the Bible prophecy fulfilling itself right now. But note that it says, in the 13th verse it says, "Then God said to Abram, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not there." Okay? That describes us to the T. That describes only one people on the face of the earth, and that's Black America. And it says not only will they be strangers in a land that is not there, it says, and we will serve them, and they will afflict them for 400 years. And only Black America has fulfilled that prophecy. Only us, only we have been through that. But here's the 14th verse, what it says. It says, "And also the nation whom they serve," the Bible says, "I will judge," that God will judge. God is getting ready to judge America. God is judging America as we see California burning, as we see storms in places that storms don't be, as we see earthquakes in places that they shouldn't be. We see sinkholes in places that it shouldn't be. We see disaster after disaster happening in America. This is the wrath of God that's coming down on America. The economy. It said that a man is going to have to work all day for one loaf of bread. We see all of these things that are happening. We see the judgment and the wrath of God coming down on those who have afflicted us. But the word of God says, in the book of Job, that God is going to protect us. That in the midst of all of this, that's going on, with the multitude of destruction that's going to be coming upon the world, that God is going to take care of His chosen people, and we, children, Black America, we are the chosen people of God. And when I say Black America, I'm talking about all of them that's in the slave despoil. I'm talking about Central America. I'm talking about South America. I'm talking about the islands. I'm talking about everything, everywhere where we were scattered in the slave despoil. But particularly, I'm talking about Black America. Know for surely that God has chosen you, that you are the descendants of Abraham. You are the descendants of Isaac. You are the chosen people of the Most High God. And you are the ones that have suffered all of these things. And now God is going to judge those that judge you. God is going to afflict those who afflicted you. And I'm sorry to those of you that are out there who are descendants of those white people that enslaved us, that castrated us, that hung us, that beat us, that whipped us, that made their money, their profits off of us. It might have been predestined and directed by God, but you are going to have to pay for those things. God is going to judge you just as He judged our descendants, and they had to suffer through that. Now, those of you that are here now, you're going to have to suffer through the wrath of God that's coming down upon you. Just like we had to go through our slave despoil, now you're going to have to go through your despoil. You're going to have to go through your suffering. God is going to judge you for the things that were done to us and for the things that you are continuing to do to us. To this day, you're still hating us. You're still being prejudiced. You're still making policies and laws against us. You're still mass incarcerating us. You're still flooding our communities with drugs. You're still committing tragedies by flooding our communities with guns and flooding our community with violence, flooding our communities with disease and with all manner of wickedness and DNA biological warfare that you're waging against us to try to wipe us out to this day. And you think that God is going to allow you to get away with that? You're going to be judged by God. God is judging you right now. And now is your time to go through the affliction. Now is your time to go through the persecution. Now is your time to go through the suffering. Because we have already gone through that, and we have come through with shining stars. Now the word of God says that but the Lord in Joel the 16th verse, it says, but the Lord will be a shelter for His people, and the strength of the children of Israel. Through all of these things that are going to be happening to America today, all of these things, when I'm talking about America, I'm talking about South America, Central America, I'm talking about all of the slave despoil, all those that was in the slave despoil, what's going to happen? God is going to judge them that judged us. God is going to bring down the wrath of God upon them. They have to pay for that. But the word of God says that God is going to protect us. He's going to shelter us. He's going to put his wings around us. He's going to bring us through. No matter what happened to the world around us, God is going to bring us through. God has shown me in my lifetime. God has shown me in my lifetime where he has kept me. Look, I have a roof over my head. I have food in my cabinet. I have food in my refrigerator. God has kept me through the midst of all of these hard times. No, I'm not rich. I'm not rich, but I'm not suffering. God has taken care of me in the midst of all that is going on. God has kept me above the ground. God has kept me in health. I've been in the hospital. I've been out of the hospital. But basically, God has kept me in good health. I've gone to the hospital. I go to the hospital to get fixed, to live longer. Hallelujah. I don't go to the hospital to die. I go to the hospital to get well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because God is keeping me. God is bringing me out. God is delivering me. And God is making me available to you to give you the knowledge of the word of God. You are the chosen people of God. So it's time for you to walk like the chosen people of God. It's time for you to change your church mentality into a kingdom mentality. We are the nation of Israel. We are the kingdom of God on earth. When Jesus Christ came, he came preaching one gospel. He came preaching the kingdom of God. This is what we need to be preaching today, the kingdom of God. How do we live in the kingdom of God? How do we operate as a kingdom, as a united people, as a people that create our own gardens, that create our own housing, that create our own system of living, that create our own armies to protect our people? It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to wake up and to defend ourselves. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. Yep, and once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. All right, y'all. In the book of Joel, it says that multitudes are in the valley of decision. Right now, the salvation of those that are around us depends on us, nation of Israel. It depends on us to preach the gospel. It depends on us to teach the gospel. For those to be saved, it's a chance. Now the gospel is open up to everyone through by the life of Yahshua, through Jesus Christ. Now the salvation is available to all men. Now it's time for them to come home. It's time for you, for those of you that want to know the Lord, for those of you that don't want to be in the body of Christ, it's time for you to come into the body of Christ. I'm asking you right now to repent from your sin, to give up your way of life, to line your church up with the word of God, to line yourself up with the word of God, to stop playing church, and to come. It's time for you to now begin to be the church. You know, I've always set the example. I didn't try to be like other men. I didn't try to build churches and do what other men were doing. I tried to do what God commanded me to do. And if you didn't see Jesus Christ doing it, if you didn't see the apostles doing it, then you don't need to be doing it. You need to be out here building the house of God. Now, look, I'm not condemning you because I started my ministry just as Jesus Christ started his ministry. We had fellowship from house to house. We built the life in Christ started in my living room. We started building the church from house to house. And we build the church from that house to our church house. And then from our church house to to a larger platform. Now God is commanding me to reach not just the church house, but to reach the whole house, to reach everybody, to come ye out from among them, to be ye separate, to reach the whole nation. God has called me to reach the whole nation with the word of God. So this is my church. We're talking about the Church of America. We're talking about reaching the whole nation with the gospel. And through by the access of the internet, through by the access of online ministry, we're able to reach the world. Through by this online radio broadcast, we're able to reach the world. We're able to reach hundreds and thousands of people with the word of God. And that's what we're doing every day. We're coming out here to change the hearts and the minds of people, to get you to get yourself on the right track, to walk before God. It's time for you to build the kingdom of God. It's time for us to be the kingdom of Israel. It's time for us to come together as one nation of God. It's time for us to build the cities of God. We need to build the cities of refuge, the safe places for God people to go, because the economy is going to get so bad, we're going to have to grow our own food. We're going to have our own housing. We're going to have our own system of living. We're going to have to build our own cities of refuge. And I'm calling on you to come and to help me build these cities of refuge. I'm calling on you to come to join me right now today to help build, prepare the kingdom of God here on earth. Because right now, multitudes are in the valley of decision. Right now, the destruction of God is getting ready to come upon the nations. And we have to get ourselves lined up with God. We're going to have to build safe places for the children of God to run, to be safe from the things that are getting, from the tribulations that are getting ready to happen. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And the word of God says in the book of Joel, the third chapter, the 15th verse, it says, the sun and the moon shall grow dark, and the stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord also will roar from Zion. We see the crying out of the Lord today. We see these times that are happening right now. We see the strange things that are happening in the sun and the moon. We're seeing the thing. We're seeing these things, these prophecies that are fulfilling themselves right before our eyes every day. And I try to show you online. I try to show you the posts of the things that are happening, of how the sun is shining, how the moon is shining, how these things are happening. These prophecies are fulfilling themselves right before our eyes. And you have to take notice that the word of God is fulfilling itself right now. So you're going to have to make some decisions right now. It says multitudes upon multitudes are in the valley of decision. You're going to have to make your decision to be the nation of Israel, to be what God has called you to be. And what we have to do right now is build the cities of refuge. We have to build the safe places for the children of God to run to be out of this situation that's getting ready to come upon the nation of America. Because God is getting ready to judge those that judged us. And if you're in part of that, then you're going to fall in right with that. You're going to have to come out of that. You're going to have to come out of that. If not, then you're going to be caught up in it. Hear what I'm saying. The system that you're depending on is going to fail. God is going to judge those that judge us. So that means, Black America, you can't be part of that. You're going to have to build your own cities of refuge. We're going to have to come together to build the cities of refuge, the safe places where we can run to survive these times that are getting ready to come. And the wrath of God is getting ready to come. Just as we were afflicted for 400 years, now they are going to be afflicted. So it's time for us to come ye out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. It's time for you to come out from that. And what we need to do is build cities of refuge. We need to get our own land. We need to grow our own foods. We need to have our own water supply. We need to come out, because everything that they're using to try to kill you. Even the food that they're growing is GMO modified. It's modified to kill you. The water that you drink, okay, is modified to kill you. Everything that they are doing is signified, is modified to kill you. So you have to come out of it. It's time for us to build the cities of refuge. We're going to have to build our own cities of refuge, where we grow our own food, where we have our own water supply, where we purify our own water, where we do these things ourselves. You cannot stay a part of this system that we call America and survive. You're going to have to come ye out from among them, because the judgment and the wrath of God is getting ready to come upon them. As they afflicted us for 400 years, now they are going to be afflicted. This is the whole truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. People, I'm coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. You heard it right here. I'm sorry if your pastor is not preaching to you this, if your pastor is not teaching you this. I believe that the same Holy Spirit that prompts me is prompting them. So they're trying to warn you that it's time for you to change your way. It's time for you to change your strategy. You cannot depend on what you did 10 years ago. That's not going to help you. We're going to have to build a city of refuge. We're going to have to dwell in a safe place. We're going to have to grow our own food. We're going to have to change the whole way that we're living. We're going to have to come ye out from among them and be ye separate. It's time for us to change. It's time for us to build a city of refuge. I'm asking you to come join me, to join me to build the cities of refuge, to buy the land, to get the land, and to build the cities of refuge. God is going to provide us the land. God is going to provide us the knowledge, the know-how. He's already got us lined up. He's already got us set up where we're going to survive through these hard times that are getting ready to come. And we have to build the cities of refuge. This is the whole Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And yep, once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Amen. All right. We're in the book of Joel. We're in the third chapter, the 14th through the 16th verse. The 16th verse says, "The Lord shall also roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and the earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel." See, God is getting ready to shake up the earth. God is getting ready to judge those that judged us. It's high time for the judgment of God to come upon those that have judged us. Look at how much we have suffered. Look at our sons that have been mass incriminated by drugs and drugs that were forced on our streets, you know, and then they flooded our streets with drugs, and then they rushed in here to arrest our sons. Why did they do that? Because they didn't want us to multiply. They didn't want us to increase. As they did in the word of God, in the times when Moses was born, they went out to kill all of the male children. Remember that scripture in the book of Genesis, when Moses, in the book of Exodus, when Moses was born in his generation, the Pharaoh went out to have all of the children of all of the baby male children to have them killed. okay? In our generation, this is what they're doing, the same thing. They're trying to mass incarcerate us. They're trying to kill us, to stop us from multiplying. They said because the reason why they did that is because the children of Israel multiplied so fast that by the time the nursemaid came, they had already had the children, that they were having offspring so fast, that they were having children so fast that the nation of Egypt got worried about it. So they went out to kill all of the male children, and they were bashing them and throwing them out to the alligators to be eaten, and they were crushing the baby's skulls, and they were killing the babies as soon as they were born. And this is what we see them doing to us today. They're making GMO products to kill us. They're making products to sterilize our women. They're making products to sterilize our men. Now, you know, people are suffering from erectile dysfunction. People are suffering from the women are not being able to produce children. They're trying everything to stop us from producing offspring, just like they did in the Bible days. And during the time when Jesus Christ was scheduled to be born, when they found out that Jesus Christ was about to be born, they went out and killed all of the male children. And they started taking the lives of all the male children. That's why Jesus' parents, Mary and Joseph, they ran down to Egypt, because Jesus was black, because Jesus was a colored man, because Jesus was like you and I. They went down into Egypt, which Egypt was a land in Africa. So you have to realize that the Bible is fulfilling itself right before your eyes. Right now, they are trying to wipe us out again because we are multiplying too fast, because they are telling lies that we are only 13% of the population. When everywhere you go, you see us being multiplied. You see us increasing. We know that can't be true, that we can't be down to 13% of the population when we was 40% of the population. So what they're trying to do is mass incarcerate our men. Why? Because you can't have children while you're locked up in jail. Think about that. They want to lock you up where you can't have children. And then they got men in there having sex with men. They want you to defile yourself. They want you to destroy yourself. You should never put your hands on another black man. You should never defile another black man. We should all band together and scrimp. You should not be out here violating our sisters, having sex with them and taking advantage of them. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to make that sacred, to bring up our children in the right way, to bring up our children in the way of righteousness, to bring up our children as the children of Israel, as the children of the Most High God. It's time for us to stop playing these games, to stop being assimilated to the white man's culture. It's time for us to come back to our culture, to become the people who we were destined to be. It's time for us to be the children of the Most High God. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. So God is saying that he's getting ready to judge those that judge us. He's getting ready to tear down this economy. So you can't depend on this economy. So we, Black America, we have to create our own economy. It's time for us to grow our own food. I'm asking you to get your flower pots, to get your food boxes, to get your jars, to grow your own food on your back porch, to grow your own food on your kitchen table, to grow your own food, because the food that they're selling you in the supermarket, that's GMO product. Those foods are designed to kill you. Those foods are designed to work against your DNA. You can't take those foods. You can't eat their food. You got to grow your own. It's time for you to come ye out from among them and be ye separate, because they are trying to wipe you out. They're making, if you eat that food, you're not going to be able to reproduce. Men, if you eat that food, you're going to suffer from erectile dysfunction. You're going to suffer from, you're not going to be able to produce the sperm needed to reproduce your children, because they are using that against you. So I'm telling you right now, you can't do it. You can't do it. All right, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Peace and blessing. All right. Okay, we had someone that was trying to call in. So I'm going to have to try to check and see who our caller was. So I'm going to ask you to, we're going to see if we can stand by one to see if we can, if we can get our caller on the line. All right, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Okay, let me see what's going on here. Okay. How do we do this? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm trying to get my call on the line. It's kind of difficult for me to do that, so I'm going to go ahead on and go back into our scripture where we were. It says in the 17th verse, it says, "So you shall know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem shall be holy, and no alien shall ever pass through her again." God is going to establish us. God is getting ready to establish his people. Okay? And I want to explain to you that when God is talking about the nation of Israel, he's talking about us as a nation of black people. Yes, it's y'all might say that I'm being racist. I'm not being racist. God is establishing us as his people. But what does that mean? Does that mean that he's kicking out the Hispanic, that he's kicking out the white, that he's kicking out the Oriental? No, they have been grafted in. You have been grafted in. So it's time for you to come in. It's time for you, okay, you're going to have to stop playing church. And you're going to have to come into the nation of Israel. You're going to have to come in and join us as the nation of Israel. We're not going to turn you away if you come to join in with us. We're bigger than those churches on every corner. We're going to have to come together now as one nation of people, not one denomination of people, not one congregation of people. We are coming together as one nation of people. So it's time for you to stop playing church. It's time for you to wipe out the church mentality. Okay, it's time for you to come and join Pastor Gant. It's come over here and let us build the cities of refuge. We got to start thinking as a kingdom and not thinking as those little church buildings that you see there. We are a church. We are the body of Christ, the united body of Christ. We are the nation of Christ Jesus. We are a nation of people. So it's time for us to get out of that mindset, okay? It's time for you to come and join me to help me build the cities of refuge where we have a safe place to ride out the storms that are getting ready to come upon these nations that have defiled the word of God, that have defiled the children of God, that God is going to be judging them, so you're going to have to come ye out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord. You're going to have to come out of, you're going to have to come out of these nations. You're going to have to come out of England. You had to come out of the European nations. You're going to have to come out of those nations in Africa. You're going to have to separate yourself from them because God is getting ready to judge them that judged us. God is getting ready to judge them in Jamaica that judged us. God is getting ready to judge them in Haiti that judged us. God is getting ready to judge them that try to judge us. God is getting ready to restore his people as one nation of people. God is getting ready to gather his children, Israel. God is gathering his children from the four corners of the earth, from everywhere that we've been scattered. God is uniting us. God is bringing us back together. So you're going to have to come ye out from among them and be separate, said the Lord. You're going to have to come out from among them. You're going to have to come out from among them. All right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Peace and blessings.